Hi, and welcome to the Feed the Pig podcast. I'm your host, Tim Farrell. Money shouldn't drive your future, but neither should debt. It's time for you to take control, not just for today, but for your whole life. Remember, small changes add up. The Feed the Pig podcast is here to help you take steps to start saving for today, so you'll have a solid financial future tomorrow. Here on episode 15, we're going to be talking about your tax refunds. So are you going to take that lump of money and run out and get a Blu-ray player, or are you going to do something productive with it? Welcome back to the Feed the Pig podcast. Today, Michelle is here, and it's a big day for Michelle.
It's a big day. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. You're going to get a big fat check in the mail, aren't you?
Yeah, for the first time, I'm looking at something like $4,000 to $5,000.
And you're getting this back from your taxes?
From my taxes, and it's the first time I've ever gotten back that much money.
That
it's
rocks!
Really exciting.
It's, you know, we talk a lot about when you get a economic event in your life like this, like, what do you do? And joining us today is Jordan Amon, who is a regular here on the Feed the Pig podcast. Jordan, she's going to have a nice chunk of money coming in from the government. What are some of the best things you can do with that money right off the bat?
Well, of course, we need to feed the pig with that money. So now the question is, how do we best go about doing that? And it really comes down to what your immediate goals are. Let me ask the question, have you incurred any, do you have any credit card debt currently?
Not at the moment, actually.
Okay, terrific. Yeah. Well, oftentimes people run up some credit card debt during the year and then use their refunds to pay that down, so that's great. There are some short-term things you can do, such as if you don't have too much in your short-term savings, you know, your emergency fund, $4,000 or $5,000 is a pretty good start to your emergency fund to make sure you have, some money put away in case the unexpected happens. So
yeah, that's a big concern for me. I'm thinking of starting an emergency fund, and I just wanted to know, advice-wise, the best way to start that.
So terrific. An emergency fund is great. You should have those monies put away for the rainy day event. And because you never know when you're going to need it and you'll need access to the money quickly, generally we recommend, highly liquid assets, a savings account or, like a money market account, which is a little higher yield than a savings account. So you'll earn a little better interest rate, but it's just as easily accessible. If you're going to need the money for something specific, but you don't need it immediately, you want to buy a house within the next year, or you need a down payment on a new car or something, something like that, you might want to consider a CD where you can put the money in for a fixed term, but just remember you can't access it in the short term.
I had a situation not long ago where I found out that I owed money from a couple of years ago to the IRS, and I had no idea. Is this the kind of thing that you could use? How do you go about finding out if you have that?
Well, oftentimes, if you have an outstanding bill due, for lack of a better term, with the government, you're going to get a letter from them saying your refund of $5,000 just became $3,500 because we're taking the they're taking back the money that you owe them. One of the things to do is to just check, make sure you're up to date with all your filings, make sure if you've gotten any correspondence, that you've responded to it. And, you can always place a call to the IRS to find out, get a statement of account to see if there's anything out there. But be rest assured that if you owe them money and they owe you money, they're going to take theirs first.
That's very nice of them.
they're here to serve.
Do you have any kids?
I don't.
I know one of the things that people often talk about are 529 plans. Jordan, can you just go over a little bit about 529 plans and how much do you need to seed one? Would $4,000 or $5,000, like what she's got coming in, make sense for that?
Well, what I'm going to say about 529 plans are it's a tremendous tool to use for college savings. It's defined 529 after a section in the code that allows the money to grow, tax deferred, and if you take the money out for qualified education, it can be tax free. And the plans are set up to encourage savings. So $4,000 or $5,000 is a huge start for it. But you can open plans with very little money, and a lot of them allow you to put, you know, monthly contributions of $100 that comes right out of your bank account every month. So they really do make it easy for you to start saving for college, even with small amounts of money, and see how it builds up over time. Because, you know, fortunately in this situation, you have $4,000 or $5,000, which is a great start. But, you know, even if your refund is, you know, $1,000 and you have the wherewithal to put in a few bucks each month, it's for a long-term goal. It's absolutely a great way to go.
Right.
Well, thanks for the advice. This was a lot of information, useful information, but I was wondering if there's somewhere I could go online, et cetera, where I could research any questions I might have in the near future. I forgot some of the stuff you said.
Oh, that's there's a great tool that the AICPA has, a great website. It's 360financialliteracy.org, and it's 360 degrees of financial literacy, and it basically gives you information on every stage of your life for planning, for all the different things that may come, from college planning to retirement planning to buying a house. It really covers the whole gamut. It's a great place to go for some from free information.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks, Jordan.
No problem.
Thank you, Michelle. Excellent job. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Feed the Pig podcast. And don't forget to join us next time for episode 16, because spring is in the air. We'll be talking about short-term investments and exploring some ways of adding Miracle-Gro to your finances. It's all about the future, folks. Jordan Amon works for Amper, Polizziner, and Mattia, a CPA firm in the New York, New Jersey region. If you're looking for more information on ways to save, you can check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Or if you have a question that you want us to talk about, email it to us at feedthepig@gmail.com.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or feedthepig.org. It is provided with the understanding that AICPA and feedthepig.org are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and feedthepig.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.